What world problem do you wish you could solve and why?
It's interesting because I live in Atlanta, and Atlanta is a predominantly African-American city, and that's awesome. And I've been able to work really hard, accomplish a lot of things, and be pretty successful. But sometimes when I'm having conversations, like, discrimination and racism is still big in ways that I'm like, I don't understand what that is today. And I look at my daughter and her friends who are all races, like, the world is shifting. And obviously when we look at things that are in the headlines, or even from an LGBTQ standpoint, like, there's so many things where we are more accepting in different ways. There are more laws and regulations that are all, you know, really working towards equality. But then on the flip side, sometimes you can look at what's happening with our presidential debates and, you know, the election, and there's still this underlying sense of almost segregation in a way. And to me, that's such a deep-seated historical thing that I'm like, every generation that comes, I'm like, okay, clearly we're going to be better. Like, oh, okay, we're going to be better. And for whatever reason, we're not fully. And so it's always like almost, but not. And so if I could ever help to change something, it's really just, how do we just make people more compassionate, you know, over anything else? Because it's not around like trying to make people think one way or the other, this way is right or wrong. I mean, freedom of speech and thought is important, but just be more compassionate, because I think that helps so many different issues in so many different ways.